This is the American Cheers, Jeers and Tears podcast. I am Pierre Kandorfer in California City, California, at nevergiveupyourdream.us. Fighting for life, truth, liberty, pursuit of happiness, and the American dream. This is the episode number 18. Good friends, bad friends, and what we can do about that. Good friends are one of the most important parts of our life. As Warren Buffett once said, it takes 20 years to build a friendship and just 5 minutes to ruin it. Be honest, can you really trust all of your friends? We all tend to hang to the romantic idea that all friends are what we hope for, assume, and they are always supposed to be genuinely trustworthy. Life is simple, we just made it complicated. Nothing defines the relationship difficulties better than friendships. Show me your friends and I'm going to tell you who you are. We automatically assume that our friends like us for what and who we are, and because we love them. Sometimes this might be very true. The motivations of how, when, and why to choose a friend are manifold. While we thank God we still have friends who love us for what we are and who we are, many of them have selfish motivations to connect with us. Very often they expect benefits or advantages. It can be advantageous to be a friend with wealthy people who may own a yacht, a hotel, a nice vacation home, or throw elaborate parties with famous people. Often, it's primarily about the purpose, not necessarily about the friendship. Some people may assume sex, other financial rewards, social status, vacation, companionship, or other egotistical advantages. They are using each other to fulfill a purpose, whatever this might be. Yes, this is social fraud. Just ask some originally well-situated people who all suddenly went broke, got fired from a lucrative job, or for some other reasons lost their money and social status. How many of their friends did they keep after the bankruptcy, loss of a job, or loss of a prestigious position? Ask yourself, are your friendships really genuine? Check on the status of your friendship. How often do they call you, and when, and for what reason? Do some of them contact you only if they want something from you? Aren't there any friends who virtually never call you and you still emphatically want to keep the friendship by calling them again and again? Very common are also friendships with people who are always givers and others who are constantly just takers. Friends are frequently just using each other. Nothing is wrong with that if this is okay with you, but be at least aware of that. How can we protect ourselves from less than trustworthy friends? There's no infallible recipe, but there are some guidelines that might be extremely helpful. When do our friends display red flags we cannot ignore? If they are not or just rarely dependable. If they never want to compromise with you. If their behavior is inconsistent. If they are frequently ready to cancel plans with you. If they distribute gossips. If they may cross the line and flirt with your significant other. If they are often dishonest. Trust in a friendship is a two-way street. Some of your friends may consider you untrustworthy without even even expressing it. In reality, they may be right or not. It mostly depends on you, your personality, and your behavior. Not just your friends, you too must adhere to the unwritten rules of friendships. The easiest way to comply with your friendship, with friendship rules, is to never do anything to them what you don't want to be done to you. Do what you say and say what you do, period. Don't let anything happen that could initiate your friends to doubt in your honesty, reliability, and trustfulness. Be always honest. Keep your secrets. Stay considerate. Find time for your friends. Encourage your friends. Share with your friends. What can you expect from good friends, and what can they expect from you? Be always dependable. Return their calls and messages. Be there for them when they need you. Be kind and friendly. Listen to them with your full attention. Help them when they need your help. Be thoughtful. Communicate with empathy, respect, and kindness. Be reciprocative, meaning give and take. Demonstrate integrity. Show your interdependence, assuring that you trust each other and ask for help. Real, good, genuine friendships are among the biggest blessings of our life. They are never one-sided. They are always affectionate, reliable, and full of love. They are somehow part of your identity. We must cherish, treasure, and nourish them. They are like beautiful, sensitive, tender flowers needing our attention whenever necessary. Don't ever take them for granted. They are God's blessing. You can find extensive information about this topic in my book, Find Peace of Mind or Lose Your Mind, available as a paperback for just $8.95 or ebook for only $2.95 on Amazon. You can find the link at nevergiveupyourdream.us. Thank you very much for your attention. Take care until the next time. I am Pierre Kandorfer at nevergiveupyourdream.us. Have a nice day. Since you are listening to my podcast, you are probably also interested in some of my books with topics close to my heart. They all reflect my attitude: fighting for life, truth, liberty, pursuit of happiness, and the American dream. Here are some of the book titles: Good, Kind, and Happy, Open Secret to Our Life; Find Peace of Mind or Lose Your Mind; You Don't Know Who You Really Are, Discover Your True Self; No More Doubt, Science Confirms the Bible; Idiots from Hell, Defying Lunatics Among Us; Endgame, When Truth Doesn't Matter Anymore; Whom Can We Still Trust? Find out before it's too late; Liberals Hijacking America; Fight Back Manual, Last Bad Strategy for Survival of the Western Civilization. All books are available on Amazon at just $8.95 for a paperback and only $2.95 as an ebook. You can find complete information and the link at my website, nevergiveupyourdream.us. Nevergiveupyourdream.us.